Good evening, Abba Yisrael. Good evening, good evening. We're up to page 92 in our edition, Simen Resh Ein Aleph Seif Dalet. We're continuing with halachas of Kiddush. And specifically now we're going to be talking about the halacha of Te'ime before Kiddush. Is one allowed to eat something before Kiddush? Taste something before Kiddush? How does this halacha work exactly? Says Shulchan Aruch in Seif Dalet the following words. Also, it is also Lit'oim to taste Klum, anything, Koidim Sheikadesh, prior to Kiddush, Afilumayim, even water. So it's an explicit halacha. A person is not allowed to taste, to eat anything before Kiddush, even water is also. What happens if a person was Mekadesh, accepted Shabbos really early? So think about, for instance, the summer months, that a person is accepting Shabbos really early. It takes a long time until he actually gets to Kiddush. It takes a long time. And a person is thirsty. Or for example, a good example may be the wife who lit Shabbos candles. She's accepted Shabbos, but it's taken quite a while until she's actually able to, until they make Kiddush. Is she allowed in that particular case, if it's a long extended period of time, allowed to drink water or have something to drink? Yes or no, before Kiddush? Also, straight out. Plain water before Havdalah, you're saying is fine. So are you saying that it's similar also to Kiddush? Just like by Havdalah, we find certain kolot same halachos apply also with regards to Kiddush. Now let's see what Mishneh Berurah says over here. And I want to extend that also with the question we're going to be able to answer shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. What about if somebody's got a spitting headache? Cholele HaShabbos comes in, he's got a spitting headache. And he just went off to shul and he's got that spitting headache. And he just wants to have a paracetamol. He just wants to have a paracetamol before, with a tiny bit of water. Tiny bit of paracetamol. Before Kiddush. Tiny paracetamol with a tiny bit of water. Yes or no?
Yes?
Yes? Yes. Yeah.
Instead of the tree,
what is this? Nurofen Express. Nurofen works better. Okay. So before Kiddush?
Hopefully not.
Okay. Sadza Mishnabos have got you now. Also, Litoim. Vezeurak Israel. This is a misconception that the Mishnabos tries to eradicate. That it is true that Kiddush is Medoraisa. And it is even true, as we discussed yesterday, that Kiddush ala kois is, what was your name, Sahib Gideon? It was it was rooted in a deraisa. But the issa of eating before Kiddush, that's according to all opinions, only medrabonon. So you're certainly not over on a Torah issa by eating before Kiddush, that's for sure. The time, the reason is, why is it that you're allowed to? Kiven the chiyuv shel Kiddush, chodol of miyad beknisa Shabbos, the obligation to make Kiddush falls on a person immediately as Shabbos comes in. The afidoloi kibdol of Shabbos behedya, even if a person didn't actually formally accept Shabbos on himself. The kiven shenase, since it became sofik hashecha, it became the twilight period between day and night, mimela, automatically, chol alav Shabbos came on him. So we're learning that by Shkia, this Issa takes place anyway. During Ben HaShmoshes, which we learned, according to Mishnah Berurah, starts by Shkia time, Mishnah Berurah said that earlier. So when it's Shkia, which today was at, probably the earliest of the year, no? What time was Shkia today? 3:30. It's probably one of the earliest of the year, no? So when you have that shkia, so now whether you want it or not, you've got an issa of even drinking and eating. Whether you want it or not, whether you formally accepted Shabbos, even if you formally didn't accept Shabbos, now time has come of issa te'ima. Ve'im kibbel of Shabbos, and now that's the element of Chumrah. Ve'im kibbel, and if a person did accept on himself Shabbos, if a person did accept on him Shabbos earlier, afilu adayin yom godol, and it is really early still, so that's on a long summer Friday afternoon, he accepted Shabbos at hours before it's really Shkia. Nevertheless, dina hachir is same alachul aplanat. So there's two ways that his Issa starts on himself. Either by Shkia, he's not allowed to eat and drink anymore until Kiddush, or if he accepted Shabbos earlier, then at that point it will be also for him to eat and drink from the time he said he accepted Shabbos. ואם רוצה לקבל שבת מבודיים ולקדש ולאכול ולספר אבס אחר כך בלילה. What happens if a person, אם רוצה לקבל שבת מבודיים, what happens if a person is accepting Shabbos on himself and he wants to make velem kadesh and he wants to make kiddush, look at this original full process, ולאכול, he wants to make kiddush, he wants to eat, ולספר אבס, and he wants to have mariv אחר כך בלילה, he wants to have mariv late. So it's an interesting chumra. He would not dare, he wouldn't think of davening mariv when it's the light outside. That goes against his, he can't have a marav when it's light outside. But he's hungry already, and it's Friday afternoon, so what he's doing is, he's making Kiddush, and he's eating, but he hasn't done marav yet. Only when it gets dark, that's when he's davening marav. Pardon? Oh, that's what they do? Yeah, I wasn't aware. Okay. They will have to do it first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Reshai, it's fine, you're allowed to do that. Uvitnai, Sheikhatsi Shokotim is one Ma'ariv, as long as you've got a half an hour before Ma'ariv, Kelsim Reish Lamete, as long as you've got a half an hour in between, because a half an hour before Ma'ariv, you've got an Issa of eating, starting to eat. If you've started before that, that's fine as well. So your person is allowed, says the Mishnah Berurah explicitly, in the name of Eli Rabbah, you are allowed to eat, make Kiddush and eat, and have Ma'ariv later. As long as if a person wants to have married by Nacht, it's fine. Okay, now we learned that it's a te'ima. We're not allowed to taste, not allowed to eat anything. Says Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch said, afilu mayim, even water. So if Kot Yud Gimel tells us in the Mishnah Berurah, Veshori, it is permitted, lichotz piv, to rinse or wash piv, your mouth, b'mayim, with water, kiven she'ene mechavein, since the intention is not, le'anoas te'ima, for the benefit, for the taste, for the enjoyment of team of tasting. This is the critical Mishnah Berurah over here. Mishnah Berurah tells us to rinse your mouth is fine. But what's the reason why rinsing the mouth? Had you asked me why is rinsing the mouth fine, you know what I would have said? What I would have said? Pardon? You're not swallowing. I would have told you, do you know why rinsing mouth is permitted after Shabbos comes in? Rinsing mouth is permitted because you're not drinking, you're not eating. What are you doing already? You're rinsing your mouth. Lichotz piv means to wash your mouth. Doesn't mean you're drinking it. But Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that reasoning. Mishnah Berurah says something very different altogether. Mishnah Berurah says, you know why you're allowed to do that? You're allowed to rinse your mouth. Since your intention is not the enjoyment of the taste. And even if you are drinking it, it appears, if that's not intention, you're drinking for the sake of drinking, but you're drinking because you are getting some, you want to enjoy the, you're not drinking for the sake of the enjoyment, you're rather drinking because you're rinsing your mouth and you happen to drink a little bit. Mishnah Berurah said that's fine. So the reason why I'm pointing this out is because of the shaila that we mentioned earlier. We mentioned the shaila, what if somebody wants to take a paracetamol or a Nurofen Express? Oh, yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. Somebody wants that as Shabbos comes in. We learned, generally speaking, Shkiyas Hachama, you're not allowed to drink. Or if you come a couple of Shabbos before Shkiyas Hachama, it's a te'im, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink until you've made Kiddush. So we say, what about if you want to take a medicine? So now we're learning the poskim are medayik from this Mishnah Berurah that is a heter. Mishnah Berurah, I mean, chalila, I hope that nobody will need it, but if you need the paracetamol, the heter is in this Mishnah Berurah over here. Why? Because when you have a paracetamol, let us think about it. Why do you have a capsule, but then you're drinking a bit. It's true you're drinking a bit. Why drinking it? Exactly. It's just to enable you to swallow it without choking. It's just to enable the liquid to make the swallowing process easier. You're not drinking because you're thirsty. You're not drinking for the enjoyment of it. So the Achroinim Amadayik in this Mishnah Berurah, since the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you're allowed to rinse your mouth is because your intention is not to have any benefit from the liquid. So it sounds like that if a person is drinking out a capsule, even if you're drinking a tiny bit of water, you'd be allowed to do that. Rabbi Yisai? What do you tell?
Kind of what we learned before. It's about Hashem bracha. You want to make a bracha.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not considered a shtir.
Yeah, if it's pure water, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I hear that. Yeah, it's a very nice tushtal. Very nice. Yeah.
So what happens if it was, say, orange juice? Is that
water? Yes. It's a very good point.
If that's a bracha, but you can still probably have it.
So I hear that. I hear it's a good question. I would argue that if the reason why, since it chooses to have orange juice,
I don't like water.
And
the tablet tastes disgusting anyway. So if you have water, it's sort of revolting. Gets rid of the taste.
Rabbi, say over to you, what do you tell
him? You can't have water, for sure.
But you can definitely have water. if you can't have water because you don't like the taste of it, it's
meat. I would tie in that if it,
purely for the tablet.
You tie it, even if it's a juice, it will be okay. Yeah, would you tie that? You ever agree to that? What do you say? If it's a juice, I think it's a bit harder to make it. What do you tie if it's a juice?
Depends if you like the taste. If you enjoy it.
Right? Yeah, I suppose everybody enjoys the taste of a juice more than water.
Yeah, some of them don't like it. I mean,
yeah.
It becomes subjective, doesn't it? If people enjoy the taste of the juice, it's hard to.
No, I'm saying any juice.
Yeah. The way the poskim bring this mishnah berurah is that they mate it with water. Truth is that the Shulchan Aruch says speaks a few liter of mine, but that's like, yeah. I hear. It's a good question. Out lehaloch lemaisa, I think that if it's not water, he would be hard to be mate. Rabbi said we continue Shulchan Aruch with the following case. So we learned also litoim klum kodim shekadesh, a person is not allowed to drink prior to Kiddush, afilumayim, even water. Continues the Shulchan Aruch with the following halacha. Now what happens if you started eating early, before Shabbos came in, you started eating, so even if you started eating before Kiddush, you started eating before Mibodjoyim, early in the afternoon, you must interrupt. Shit is geschmack is suda. You went on and on and everything, and you have to stop that. You must interrupt. How do you interrupt? How do you stop now? Shulchan Aruch says, shepoyres mapo umekadesh. You spread the mapo. You change the tablecloth and mekadesh you make kiddush. So the fact that you started beheta, the fact that you started eating in a time that you're allowed to start eating, that doesn't justify it. You've got to stop when you make kiddush. That's an interesting case now. What happens if they had wine before? They had wine. They made this Friday afternoon, this grand party, and they were drinking wine. So I understand I have to interrupt. Okay, I'm interrupting and I'm making kiddush. Okay, I hear that. But now I'm going to make kiddush. But I had wine before that. So I'm going to make my kiddush now. Do I make again a Bo'er Gofen or not? I made Bo'er Gofen a minute ago. I had this grand meal. I love the wine. I made Bo'er Gofen already. Now I have to stop. I hear that. And I'm going to make kiddush. And am I going to make kiddush of wine or not? Says Shulchan Aruch, you're drinking wine earlier. You will not say hello only. Kiddush belvat, you'll make kiddush only without making the bracha of wine. Why not? Because you just made it. You just made the bracha of wine earlier. You can't just make again. The bracha of kiddush, you can make kiddush without making hagofen. The hagofen you made earlier. Not related to kiddush. You can't make Bo'er Gofen again. And after that, so what are you going to make? You're going to make kiddush, but you can't make the kiddush without anything. So you're going to make the kiddush.
What would you make?
You make.
Why would you? You've already washed.
Oh, very good. Very, very good. That's what Moshe Mishnah Berurah's kasha. We'll get to that in a minute. So in brief, the answer is because you need to make kiddush on something. Yeah. So you're saying that. Because of that. Yeah, Mishnah says something similar to that. Yeah. We'll see that in a minute. And if there was no wine, and he's making kiddush on the bread, let's see the Mishnah Berurah here a little bit inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, so the case was that you make kiddush, but you cannot make a bracha on the wine we just said. Why? The kim in the berg kvar besoich hasuda. Since you made the bracha earlier besoich hasuda in the middle of the meal, petchilash tiyosoi at the beginning of the drinking wine, long before kiddush, you made bo'er gofen. Shuv ein soich levoich ato. You are not able to make now bo'er gofen the bracha or bo'er gofen. Koydim akiddush before kiddush. Ve'uadin. And similarly, if you're having more wine in the middle of the meal, again, you're not going to make Bo'er Gofen again. You didn't interrupt, your mind didn't drift away, you made a Bo'er Gofen earlier, that helps for after Kiddush as well. Chaboy said, there's a lomdisha point of your hidden. It's a very interesting point over here, hidden in this halacha. And Moshe Feinstein speaks about it in the Tshuvas and other achronim as well. If we could make a chakir, Rabbi Isai. If there's a halacha of making kiddush and making a Bo'er Gofen, is the Bo'er Gofen part of kiddush? Is it part of kiddush? Or is it just that we need to make Kiddush, and Kiddush needs to be on wine, and therefore you make a normal Bur Pri HaGofen. But it's not really intrinsically part of Kiddush. It's just that there's a Bur Pri HaGofen attached to it, because you need to make Kiddush al HaKos. It's a nice Chakira. So again, the two study mark. Is the Bur Pri HaGofen intrinsically connected, and intrinsically part of Kiddush? That's option number one. Or option number two is that actually no, Kiddush is standing on its own independently, Kiddush without Bur Pri HaGofen. But there is a halacha that you need to make Kiddush on wine, Kiddush al HaKos, and therefore that you just make the bracha Bur Pri HaGofen is not really part of Kiddush. It's just indirectly part of Kiddush. Oh, it's very similar to that. It's not exactly that, but it's very similar to that. So we have got to derive from this Mishnah, but it's not on in other areas, Halacha, Hilchos Pesach in other areas. What do we see from our Halacha now here? It's black and white.
I would suggest that the wine is not Ma'akev.
I hear no Ma'akev. That's why I'm not discussing it's Ma'akev or not. I'm asking, is the Bur Pri HaGofen part of Kiddush HaSonot? That's what I'm asking.
No.
It is not.
It's not an intrinsic part of Kiddush. You can have a
Motzi. Yeah, but I'm asking even a Motzi. Is that a Motzi intrinsic part?
It's not.
That would be similar case. Yes, very good comparison. Yes. Yeah, what would you, Tina?
You had the doubling.
You see that it's not the Kiddush. Yeah. Okay, so let me see. What were you saying?
I said it's not, you can't say it's not, the Kiddush, the Geffen is important. It's just you really feel the bracha. So it's hanging on.
That's what the Mishnebuah. So we're learning of Ilamaisa. So Moshe is medayik from this. Other Chanim are medayik from this Mishnebuah that we see explicitly from the fact that the Bur Pri HaGofen from earlier is not because you made a Bur Pri HaGofen earlier. Now you cannot make a Bur Pri HaGofen again just because you're making Kiddush. He chose from and rather you should make Hamotzi. That shows us that the Bur Pri HaGofen really is not intrinsically connected to the Kiddush. It's not intrinsically connected. And if for whatever reason you cannot make a Bur Pri HaGofen, so it doesn't matter. It's just, it's a Birkas Hananim. Really, all it is really is in order to drink the wine. Right. Now, the shaila will be, nafkimin will be as follows. That's a Moshe's scenario, which is interesting. What happens if a person, imagine the following case. A person made Kiddush Friday night, and then instead of making Bur Pri HaGofen, he makes Shahakol on the wine. And he drinks. Is he Yotze or not? Yotze Kiddush.
Why not?
The argument will be that if you say that the Bur Pri HaGofen is part of the Kiddush, so
well,
but if that's true, you're 100% right. If you say that Bur Pri HaGofen is just a regular Bur Pri HaGofen, so you're quite right. The halacha is if you make Shahakol, but you have your Yotze on the wine, and it's fine. But if you're saying, like Moshe's first understanding, that there's something else happening with this Bur Pri HaGofen, it's a Bur Pri HaGofen which is also part of Kiddush, so by saying Shahakol, you earn Yotze Kiddush. You earn Yotze Kiddush. Does that make sense? If the Bur Pri HaGofen is part of Kiddush, is intrinsic part of Kiddush, you didn't make Bur Pri HaGofen. You're not Yotze, you made Shahakol instead. You're not Yotze Kiddush. But if you're learning a Bur Pri HaGofen is in it separate, it's just a regular Bur Pri HaGofen like we find anywhere else when you're drinking wine. So fine, so it doesn't make a difference. But yeah, but you'll be Yotze because you made Shahakol, and but yeah, but you're Yotze. So my sir, Moshe is learning from our Mishnebuah, where since we're learning that Bur Pri HaGofen is not intrinsic in Kiddush, so it must be then in this scenario that we just discussed, and Moshe made Shahakol, but yeah, but he's Yotze. That's what Moshe is learning. Lom, this is Moshe, typical Moshe, so beautiful. Yeah, okay. So now we are, yeah, continues the, so the question that needs to be addressed as well is what Rabbi Frankel pointed out, Rabbi Frankel answered it. What is the difference between a person making, what's the difference? If a person made HaGofen earlier and then he made Kiddush, after he can't make HaGofen again. But if a person made Hamotzi and he makes Kiddush al HaPas and he's going to make, he can make Amotzi again. Yeah? Shulchan Aruch taught us that if he started the meal earlier before and then he made Kiddush, what should he do now? So he should make, he can't make a goffin again if he made goffin earlier. That's what Shulchan Aruch said. But if he made a moitzi early, if he ate a meal, which was a moitzi meal, can he make a moitzi again after Kiddush? Shulchan Aruch says he can. Why? So Mishlevo explains that it's considered a hefsek. Kimin shah kiddush ben time oitzoch la omro b'nishin nesav achilat ha kiddush hazav a hefsek. Mishlevo differentiates between the bereper gofen and the amotzi, and in terms of amotzi, it's considered a hefsek and interruption. Yeah, ideally. Yeah, probably. It might be ideal. Yeah, no, we're not saying that you should do that. No, Mishlevo doesn't suggest that. Yeah, I don't know. Mishlevo doesn't suggest. It's not suggested. I wonder if it's considered a boch shein utzicha, or it might be a boch shein utzicha. It might be a boch shein utzicha, an unnecessary boch at all. So you could just continue the meal.
Yeah, but if by hamotzi, if you start a meal and if it's within a time of 72 minutes, for example, and you want a bit more, don't have to make a new bracha. There's been a hesach hadas, but it's been within less.
No, if there's a proper hesach hadas, it will. If it's a proper hesach hadas, depending on the circumstance, you might need to make a new bracha.
If you're still at suda within, if it's more than that, then you might.
Yeah, but over here, the
you're still at suda.
Yeah.
How could it be a hesach
Because that's what Mishnah Berurah is mechadash. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. That the fact that it's an obligation to make kiddush, that is considered hesach hadas. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, let's go to see. Hey, shnayim shehoyu shoysim ve'omru boi nekadosh. We have got two individuals who are drinking. Shnayim shehoyu shoysim. Two people who were drinking ve'omru, and they were saying boi nekadosh kiddush hayom. They're drinking. They say, you know what? Let's make kiddush haboisai. Let's make kiddush. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Nesralem nishtois et shikachu." Now the fact that it said, "Let's make kiddush," that now creates a situation in which they're not allowed to drink anymore until they make kiddush. By saying, "Oh, we need to make kiddush," by saying that they're not allowed to drink anymore. What does that remind you of? Nearly, well, a bit like when a person after exactly. Mamash is very similar. Havlan Nevarach, a person after eating, he says, Havlan Nevarach, that's considered a hefsech hadas, and he's not allowed to eat anymore unless he makes a special broch, unless he makes a new broch. You're distancing yourself from the meal. And that's why sometimes when you say Havlan Nevarach, you're not allowed to eat anymore. This is a bit similar over here. A person says, well, let's make Kiddush. That creates now an obligation to make Kiddush, and he's not allowed to drink now until he makes Kiddush. And if they wish to drink more before Kiddush, they're not allowed to, we just said, they're not allowed to drink more, because they said we're going to make Kiddush. They're not allowed to drink anymore now. They need to now make a renewed bracha. They need to make a new bracha now. You said, let's make Kiddush. You have got big mouth. And you want to drink now again? Sorry, you need to make a new bracha now. It's considered distancing yourself. And only then they can drink. The Adam says the Rama, and a person that's an interesting case. We'll do this very quickly. If a person forgot to make kiddush altogether, and then he made the amotzi, he came home, he sang Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chav, all the kavanos. And then he went straight to make hamotzi. And he said, hamotzi, and he said, oh, actually, I forgot, there's one little piece that I forgot over here. He completely forgot to make kiddush. Oh. And then now, he made hamotzi, and after making hamotzi, and then suddenly his wife says, one second, what happened to kiddush? And he says, oh, you're right. Before he actually ate, he realized he needs to make kiddush. He can make kiddush now. He can make kiddush now ala pas on the chalas. Only after that he eats. Avol be'avdala yechad chile be'avdala. This won't work. There ain't mavdin in a pas because you don't make avdala on chale. Okay, so just the initial case of the Shulchan Aruch about the drinking case. Here the Mishnah Berurah said and say if cotton you test the whole case. Is he talking about what time of day is he talking about? Let's try to work it out together. What time of day are we talking about? If two people said, oh, let's make kiddush, it must be when?
It must be before Shkia.
Why? You're right. Exactly. It must be before Shkia. Because if it's after Shkia, if it's after Shkia, and certainly if it's Nacht already, even if they didn't say, oh, let's make Kiddush, they didn't even need to make Kiddush already. So we must be talking to friends, they were drinking, they were eating, they have a great time together. Let's make Kiddush. It now does create an obligation to make Kiddush, must be before Shkia. Because after Shkia, nothing to talk about. Even if they don't say, let's make Kiddush, anyway they would have to make Kiddush. They wouldn't be allowed to eat. By saying the words, let us bow, come, unekadesh, and let's make Kiddush. Chala aleim choyvas Kiddush ayoim. The obligation of making Kiddush falls on them. Venezah aleim lishtois, and it becomes also for them to drink any further. And if they change their mind and they want to drink more, they're not allowed to. They have to make a new bracha. Hatam de ischa daitayu, because they have a hashchadas melishtois from drinking koydim kiddush before kiddush, and they wouldn't be allowed to drink anymore. But if they do, they need to make a new bracha because it's considered hashchadas. Rabbi said it to summarize what we learned tonight. Be'ezra Hashem isbarach shemay achen l'adam das. We learned sif dalet that a person is not allowed to drink before kiddush, even water. We learned this is. It's either if it was Shkia Sechama, or if it was Mekabel Shabbos, a person allowed to drink even water. The exception to that, if a person drinks something, not for drinking's sake, not for the enjoyment and benefit of drinking, but just for another reason, which is like washing his mouth, rinsing his mouth scenario, that would be permitted. And we compare that to the paracetamol intake. We then learned that if two people are eating, they start the meal long on Friday afternoon, and they must interrupt their meal, peres mapa, and make Kiddush, and if they were drinking wine earlier, then they can't make Kiddush on the wine, rather they have to make on chalas. We also learned that if two people drank together, and they said, bo nekadesh, if it was before Shkia Sechama, they said, bo nekadesh, then they're not allowed to drink any further, they have to make Kiddush, and if they do wish to drink further, which they're not allowed to, they have to make per priya gofen. We also learned that two people who, if a person started to make hamotzi, and he remembers that he hasn't made Kiddush yet, he should make Kiddush on the chalas and eat then, and this wouldn't work with the Gatz Klav Dollar. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.